It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the 280th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Yeah, we pop a bunch of radio highlights in here from the past week's shows. Every so often, too, our rock star friends come to town, perform live acoustic in our Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Actually, next week, a special Sonic session with Stars. The following week, the band who is performing at the Junos in their hometown, no less, the Arkells, nominated for a couple awards, too, if I'm not mistaken. They will perform live acoustic right here on this podcast. If you enjoy it, tell your friends. Follow me on Twitter, Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or find me on Facebook.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Liv Tyler has given birth to a baby boy. He was born 6 weeks early, but he's happy, he's healthy, and well, genealogically, that tells us that Steven Tyler is now a grandpa. His wardrobe tells us he's been a grandma for about 10 years. He kind of does dress like an old lady, right? I look at Steven Tyler 20 years ago, he was a stylish frontman. Look at him now, he's a great frontman, but he kind of looks like a dream catcher with a pair of wax lips glued to it, doesn't he? And hey, Will Smith is planning to get back into music. Now, 46 years old isn't old. I'm not saying that. It is, however, old for a rapper. But I comb through the lyrical content of current rap music, gangbanging, hanging at the club, bottle service. I'm not sure a 46-year-old man can pull that off with sincerity. But who knows? I mean, maybe he'll rap about ballin' retirement investments or how he groans when he gets out of a chair now. And music can impair your memory. You ever try to remember a certain song when a different song is playing? It's near impossible. Well, a new study reveals that music can actually impair your memory by affecting your ability to focus. Two age groups of participants were asked to remember names paired with images of faces. The college-age participants had no problems pairing names with faces while music played in the background. Older adults, though, remembered 10% fewer names when the music was played.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 18th of February, Dr. Dre's birthday, Yoko Ono's birthday. What do you say, henceforth this day shall be known as the other day the music died? And Lance Armstrong has been a social pariah ever since the doping scandal broke. Well, 2 years later, you would imagine that things are starting to die down and he can get on with life. But not so. The disgraced cyclist just lost a multi-million dollar arbitration ruling. Basically, in addition to the lost sponsorships, now he has to pay back a bunch of the bonus money he received as bonuses throughout his career for covering up his doping. And a PhD student at Dalhousie University has developed a new cream that erases tattoo ink. How much do you want to bet that the guy who got that Romney tattoo on his face has been camped out outside this student's house? The cream will reportedly cost about $6. And how to win at speed dating. Researchers pored over footage of over 1,000 speed dates. What they found was women who were most successful talked more about themselves. Men who were more successful talked more about the woman. That said, men who talked more about themselves wasn't the biggest pet peeve. It was those who talked about work. Particularly so for urologists, I would imagine.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge's love of aliens has been well documented. In fact, the group's 1999 album, Anima of the State, even featured a song called Aliens Exist. However, things have just taken a turn for the weird. Weirder, with DeLonge claiming in a recent interview that he's been in contact. He knows too much, fears for his safety, and the government has tapped his phones? I'm not saying the guy's out to lunch, but I'll bet even Randy Quaid and Scott Stapp raised an eyebrow when they saw that interview. And rapper Afro Man reportedly punched a female fan on stage mid-show. His current Facebook status reads, "Because I didn't get high." Now, I honestly can't tell you which I find more baffling, that any man thinks it's okay to hit a woman under any circumstances, or that Afro Man is still touring. And hey, a New Jersey man poured water onto a freezing road in an attempt to fool police into thinking it was black ice that caused his car crash, and not that he was driving under the influence. Police suspected something was up when they found buckets of frozen water in his trunk. No, you don't understand, officer. Those were just ice cubes, and we were on our way to make a giant Ryan Coke.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was on this date in 1967 Kurt Cobain was born. He would have been 48. Male pattern baldness would likely have set in. He would be hosting a reality TV show on TLC. Not a favorable outcome. Speaking of Nirvana, as you know, that band released music long after the death of Kurt Cobain, as did Queen. Jimi Hendrix released an entire album. In music, posthumous releases are very common. Even more common in literature. In fact, so far this year, 8 books have been released from authors hanging out on the wrong side of the dirt. This summer, Random House will even be releasing a new book from Dr. Seuss called What Pet Should I Get? A work only recently discovered by his widow. And Tommy Lee says that a Motley Crue movie is moving forward. They're supposed to be casting later this month. No word on who will play Tommy Lee. My guess, an upside-down elephant walking on his front paws. front hooves? What are an elephant's feet called? Did you know technically they walk on the tips of their toes and fingers? And while they do have sort of a hoof-like, fingernail-like exterior, they're very soft underneath and technically referred to as digitigrades. That said, the part of Tommy Lee will be played by an elephant with a huge trunk walking on his front digitigrades doesn't quite have the same comedic appeal, does it? Now,
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
What does the length of your fingers say about how you treat the opposite sex? That story just ahead. First, last week was a bad one for rap artists. Vanilla Ice was arrested on burglary charges. Suge Knight for uttering criminal threats. And Afro Man for, and I quote, punching a female fan in the face in the middle of his concert. I've read 20 different versions of that story, each specifying, right there in the headline, in the middle of the concert. It seems like an odd thing to include. You know, when I hear that Afro Man punched a woman in the face at one of his concerts, that bothers me. My first question is not, how far into the show were they? Pretty sure it's unacceptable at any point, right? Yeah. And Sharknado 3 has started filming in Orlando, presumably because that's the city most susceptible to Sharknado attacks. Hey, that's not funny. My parents were both killed by a Sharknado. And a new study reveals the length of a man's index finger compared to the length of his ring finger can indicate how nice he is to women. Research suggests that men with smaller length ratios have more harmonious relationships with women. Men with longer index fingers also tend to have cleaner noses.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.